Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Yes, it is.
No,
you're a liar. I'm finding it. All these are on Google, and it's not you.
What we were discussing off air is a fan of mine has
a license plate
with the number on with name Finstock on it.
But it doesn't say Finstock. It says Finstack.
Yeah,
and
because
I googled Finstack, and it comes up with like a Dota 2, Sing Sing kidnaps the Fins. Like, it's a thing.
Listen,
it's like a game.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You can put anything into Google and something will come up.
you don't come up.
I have it on my license plate, Finstock, the real way it's spelled. That guy probably couldn't get that done, so he did that.
Oh, you do come up when I change it to an O.
See? Poof.
Darn it. Poof. Did you know you have a village in the UK?
Well, yeah.
I have a town in the UK.
Yeah. What, your grandfather does?
No, Stretton.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like a town.
Well, Stretton, Pennsylvania, too.
Oh. Do you have a town?
If there's a tapia, it's probably in South America somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, you guys, welcome to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. We are going to be talking about this weekend's box office. I got 5 for 5. Go me again.
What is happening?
And
I don't know what's happening with
right
I was
in the
like,
world.
God damn it. Somebody tweeted me like, Sarah got 5 for 5. And I'm like, I don't know how that
Someone
happened.
Someone tweeted Roxy and Roxy told me. That's quite exactly.
She's the bridge to you.
You got 5 out of 5. She's like Ronda Rousey this weekend.
Yeah,
she's just
is.
Laying
Man,
people
Ronda
out.
Ronda Rousey smoked that Brazilian chick.
Oh, she smoked her.
I read that out of like the whatever 100 fights she's had, she spent like 25 minutes total in the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, the
just
last two
she
fights
goes
are like
so quickly.
The last fight was 14 seconds. This one was like 38 seconds.
34. I would probably only last 34 seconds with Ronda too, but in the bed, obviously.
Oh gosh, we're moving on.
We are going to talk about. Where were you?
I was in Texas.
Where were you? You were in Texas.
I was in Texas.
Yeah.
Like you just said.
Yeah.
Good job.
What's up with the black and blues on your arm? Did you get beat down?
I have a bruise on my arm.
From what?
I went floating, which is the best thing in the world. Floating. I highly recommend it.
What the hell
well,
is that?
Why were you in Texas, first of all?
I was in Texas for a bachelorette party.
Yeah. Ooh,
I saw the
that.
Bruise and I thought maybe the male stripper got a little out of control.
Yeah. Did you do the dancing? The dancing bears weren't there, were they? You know those guys with the bears on their head?
There might have been some dancing bears.
There was a dancing bear there? Wow.
No, it's a little fuzzy.
Those guys are the best.
Anyway, no, but floating down the river in inner tubes with lots of beer. It's quite fun.
Wow, just you and a bunch of chicks?
And everyone else on the river.
Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah. It's like a very popular thing to do there.
What did you have a bikini on?
You're in a river, yes.
Nice.
Anyway, we are going to get
piece.
To the top
that's
five.
That's a valid
I have
question.
Some...
Well, yeah. Well, one pieces are great, too. I mean, yeah. Those one pieces are fantastic. They're actually sexier sometimes.
You can wear the one piece, and we will move on. Before we go, I have to announce the other winners who also got 5 for 5 with me. Thank you, Dylan, for writing these out. We have everyone from... Frankie Segura, Ryan Thompson, Amir Elbana, Jay Karpman, Ethan Sunkis, Christian... Lane Robinson, Andrew Curtis, I can't remember, read my own writing. Marcin Krolak, Danielle Quillen-Benko, and Trey White. Also on the 5 for 5 is Philippa Perch, who got 5 for 5 and was less than a million off for the vacation numbers.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he took mine because I was right on, that. What was I, 3
and,
for 5? I was 3 for 5.
I was 4 for 5.
Ant-Man
so
underperformed a little bit, I thought.
Beat you.
Oh, yeah, Danielle. And what's in the girl's name? Danielle what? Squashenbuckler? What is it?
Danielle Quillen-Benko.
Oh, yeah, she's the best.
Also, Kristen Siliberto is back getting almost like 56 million for Mission Impossible.
Right on the nose.
That's pretty damn good.
Perfect. Lots of winners this week to make up for last week, in which we all didn't do so well.
Yeah, and we're not live again, but we will be.
Yeah, can I just say, I was 4 for 5. The difference was I took Southpaw at number 5, which came out, I believe, at number 7.
Yeah.
And it was only No, yeah, number seven. It was only like $2 million off. So it was a pretty close.
Yeah, but $2 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I guess.
When it gets down and to box four, office five, numbers? Six.
I don't know, but Pixels did, like I said, drop off. I said it was going to drop close to 60%, and it did.
Let's get into that.
I just thought
South
Park would
be Pixels, the actual number dropped off is 57%, which is still huge. It went down to $10.4 million, barely maintaining a spot in the top five. Number four went to Minions with 12.15, dropping 47%. That's compared to the Ant-Man, which brought in 12.6. So very close there. That one dropped 49%. And then our second and first spots go to new releases. Vacation coming in at number two with only 14.8 at 3,400 theaters, whereas Mission Impossible brought in $56 million this week. So good job, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, so look at this. There's one big winner, one big loser this weekend. Mm-hmm. The big winner being Mission Impossible.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people were worried, especially in Tom Cruise camp, because of Edge of Tomorrow, which even though it was a really good movie, did not do good in the box office.
No.
I think it pulled half of this opening weekend. Now, I'm glad this movie did good because I love Mr. Possible. I thought this one is just as good, if not as good, as Part 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is Tom Cruise, like I said, flagship franchise, and they already announced Part 6 is going to production probably next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But the loser, I mean, I had Vacation number 2, but I did not think, I thought it was going to make more than this.
I had it at number 3. I thought Ant-Man was going to beat it. That's why I didn't go far for 5.
Okay, did you think, I mean, here's the thing.
I'm going to bring in some. I didn't think it was going to be, I thought it was going to be in top 5. Obviously, it didn't make the numbers that a lot of people predicted. Mm-hmm. When this movie was first being proposed, being talked about, people were estimating anywhere from 25 to 35.
Yes.
And then reviews come out and people hate it.
Yeah, did not do
that's
good.
Aggressive. I mean,
look, the trailers when they first come out were very funny. But there is, you know, like I said, reviews will kill this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they should have showed a little more of Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo for the
that would have been good.
Just for the renaissance of it all. Bottom line, Ed Helms is not a major motion picture movie star. He's a background player. He's not Will Ferrell. I don't know. I didn't like the casting here. I think they, whether it's Ed Helms and go with a different chick, whether it's Christina Applegate, go with a different guy. That's what I thought.
I don't know if the casting's good either.
Yeah,
but
I didn't
that's
see
not
it. Did
my
you?
Loser of the week. No, my loser of the week is going to Paper Towns.
Oh, yeah.
Which it was a loser in its
64.
First week.
It was. But just looking at the track record for Paper Towns, like, they must have had so much hope that first day, bringing in, like, what was it, like 12?
Well, people were saying that this was going to do high 20s, including me.
Yeah, that's right.
And now it's already dropping down to the 8th spot, bringing in only less than $5 million.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be like between an indie and commercial darling.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying fine things about it, and it's just flopped.
Oh, yeah.
Failed.
Well, when you're going to do a movie like that, you need somebody who's an up and coming star. Mm-hmm. Someone who has at least some kind of pull.
Yeah, like Fallen Stars,
right now,
like Shailene Woodley.
Right now, I cannot name one person in this movie.
Cara DeVangeline, she's the one.
I know
she's
terrible.
All this publicity about her.
Yeah,
in the,
she's slapping
in the
people. She's
Sacramento.
A lesbian and everything else.
No, I've never heard of her.
How does that have anything to do with it? I would say more like what's actually against her is she went on that interview show.
Yeah.
She was interviewed for... Did you hear about this?
Yeah, yeah.
And about with Sacramento, and they said she was just really off-putting.
She's not a nice person.
If anything, that helped her because I don't think I would have heard of her even less if that didn't happen.
And I think that she does have a very big crowd. Like, if you know Taylor, if you are a Taylor Swift fan, you pretty much know who she is.
I know who Taylor Swift is.
What?
You might not be a big
you
fan
know
of her.
What Taylor Swift is?
I know
Taylor,
who she is.
Yeah, she got her belly button replaced.
Yeah, I don't know who this girl is, and I don't know anyone else in the movie. You need somebody, at least, even if they're not a huge star, someone that's up and coming.
Yeah, this guy.
And
John
I don't think
Green.
This girl's enough of that to pull in no
Supposedly,
audience.
Supposedly, she's in a lot of people. Want her in there?
Well, now
movies.
She's in Suicide
she's
Squad
in
too.
High demand.
Well,
she's cute, but I mean, I don't think she's the it girl,
and she's not even the star of the movie.
No,
well, we'll find out. So we talked a little bit about how horrible Pixels is. Minions still staying on there, probably going to be gone next week.
No, still nothing.
No, you think it's still going to say that? You got Shaun the Sheep.
That guy's an idiot.
We'll get into that. Also, Ant-Man staying in there with the 3.
Yeah.
We talked about Vacation. We talked about Mission Impossible.
Yeah, but not enough about Mission Impossible.
You want to talk more about Tom Cruise?
I mean, look, the word of mouth helped this big time.
Yes.
81% of the audience were over 25.
Yep.
So if you can make $56 million with not getting kids there, you're doing something right. And that's a big deal for this guy. And Tom Cruise, regardless of what you say about him, you know, Scientology, his belief system, and whether or not he hires these girls to date him and things like that, the guy's a bona fide movie star and is dedicated to his craft and puts on a good show and promotes the shit out of movies.
I was looking at, also, he is into the producing realm as well.
Yep.
Mission Impossible, the first Mission Impossible, was the first movie that he helped produce with his production company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Him and his agent went out on this adventure, and they've done so well. On top of that, if you do look at his record, I have it here somewhere, he has something like 15 movies that have made over 100 million domestically, and he has something like, I think it's like 20 or 21 that have made over 200 million worldwide.
And he still makes tons.
That's just consistent.
He's a bona fide movie star.
He's one of those people I feel like every time I go see one of his movies, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he even said that in interviews, like, if I want to make sure if you're going to the movies and I'm in it, you're going to leave there, you know, fully satisfied. Listen, not every movie you make is going to be great, but I will never, it's never him that's the problem.
He cares about what he does. It's never him. It's just like Denzel. It's never Denzel's fault. It's going to be somebody else's fault.
Yeah. Like Night and Day was a film that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
Which I don't
That was after the couch jumping, and that was really when he was going bananas.
True. And I don't...
There was some company that, like, disowned him. Wasn't it Paramount?
Oh, they broke off their ties.
Yeah, like, because they used to be... this guy's a nut.
Yeah.
The bottom line, what really happened with Tom Cruise is, before the couch jumping incident, he fired this publicist that he was working with
For
his whole life.
Yep.
And they would come into the green rooms and be like, do not keep to the topic. Ask him these questions, because they knew his personality. If you start asking him off topic questions, he starts going bananas, and that's exactly what happened. So when she left him, there was nobody to, like, you know, help guide him.
Okay.
So that's when he went crazy. And now he's got people back there who are like...
going through weird Scientology and other things.
Yeah.
But he was doing that the whole time, but... the thing is, the publicist said, if you ask those questions to him, you'll never have him on here again, and you'll never work in the business again. So they couldn't ask him these questions.
When he was younger, Tom Cruise was almost a Catholic priest.
That's right, yeah.
He, like, went to seminary school and almost became a Catholic priest.
That fuels that rumor, though. That fuels rumors.
What fuels rumors? What are you talking about?
Anybody who goes into the priesthood fuels rumors.
Okay,
I think he has enough rumors to talk about, but what we can say is that he brings in money in the box office. There were a lot of talk in talking about movies was talking about how Terminator has done horrible, bringing in like less than 100 million. Then you have, and that's obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then you have Adam Sandler just failing with Pixels. These men have been huge movie stars on their own, and Tom Cruise just keeps igniting his star. Part of that, I think, that right now the push away from him being a little bit crazy, more towards but he's an adrenaline junkie, he does his own stunts. They've pushed so much of that for this film and for the last one that he is really going out there and doing everything.
He did 6 minutes underwater again, like I said last week. It's impossible.
Here's another thing. It's a successful franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Stallone would do in the 80s, he had Rocky and Rambo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He had, this movie didn't do very good.
Yeah.
Time to pump out another Rocky.
Yep.
Oh, this movie failed. Let's do it another Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
He has not had a lot of hits lately outside of the Mission Impossible. And I feel
I don't think that well. It still made over 100 domestic. It didn't
really
open strong, but it didn't
really
plummet.
Well.
Yeah. I just remember it not doing anywhere near as good as the studio was hoping it would do.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, like, outside of Mission Impossible, his last few films have done great, but this is like, it's a safety net. This is a hit franchise, and it's coming off, Part 4 was the most profitable one until maybe this one.
I just wish they stop, you know, casting Simon Pegg.
Oh, I like him in the movies. You don't like him?
It's bad humor.
All right.
And Renner's toast.
Let's talk about the international markets a little bit.
Softball.
So, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation debuted to an estimated $65 million. That was led by Korea's 17.1 million.
They're coming up. They're doing good stuff.
Which it was the second largest opening weekend of this year for a foreign film behind the Avengers sequel. With a 121 million global launch, this new chapter will try and reach the heights of Ghost Protocol, which ended with nearly 700 million worldwide.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, but it is on track, probably.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is a big international star, even bigger over there. They don't care about his religion or whatever the hell he else does.
That is what the money is. Rogue Nation will launch in Germany and Japan next weekend, and the red-hot Chinese market will see its release on September 8th.
I wonder if that's a play on words, red hot, you know, since they're communist
yeah,
over there.
Right.
That's a really long time. Yeah. You have to wait a month to get this movie.
I know.
Yeah, because
that hurts.
They want to get everything else out of there.
Jurassic World's probably still destroying
over. If you think about like when, what was it? Jurassic World opened in China really quickly, didn't it?
Pretty quickly, yeah.
And it's, that helped it reach its billion-dollar mark. Well, it's a record-breaking mark so quickly. And yes, this isn't in that caliber, but it's still extending its numbers.
I think they had that month already where you couldn't have any American movies in their theater. Or it's coming close to that.
Maybe. But they don't get this till September 8th. China was by far the biggest international market for Ghost Protocol, bringing in 101 million. And that was followed by the 69 million of Japan and 51 million in South Korea.
He's huge in Asia.
He's huge in Asia.
Wow.
I'm waiting for you to make a short comment, but it's not happening.
No. Well, I can't make it. I can't make fun of Tom Cruise. I can't do it. He's great.
Are you scared of him?
Yeah, I'll probably kick my ass, but I mean, he's just great, though. I mean, everything he does is good. I like his movies.
I always say he's like America's Jackie Chan.
Yeah, he's charismatic.
Because, like, he does all his own stunts. Yeah, it's not martial arts like Jackie Chan, but he just does the craziest things, and you know it's not a stunt double.
I was ready to never see Tom Cruise again before Edge of Tomorrow.
Why? Because of the...
What?
I went into Edge of Tomorrow, yes, because of all the shenanigans.
Okay.
Yeah. I went into Edge of Tomorrow preparing to just, like, hate it and be like, okay, this is the final straw, I'm done. And then I liked it. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason I think I liked it because he got beat up so many times.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I was always able to detach myself from that. Like, I've never, even when he was at his crazy bonkers, I never really brought it into the movie.
I thought it was entertaining.
I mean, it was.
I didn't turn my back on Mel Gibson. Apocalypto is a fantastic movie.
Such a good movie. If you guys haven't seen it,
The
guy's
watch
legit.
It.
And there's a couple of other guys who've done some crazy stuff. But I mean, hey.
There's tons.
I wish he would direct more. I wish Mel Gibson would direct more.
Yeah, well, look. I mean, Tom Cruise, like Mark stated on the Thursday show, they wouldn't let him do some of these stunts, the insurance companies. He fired your insurance company and found one that would let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's dedication to a movie.
Money. Also, in the international market, Minions led the rest of the pack internationally with $39.1 million. So that's lifting its foreign total to $567.3 million. And the Chinese hit Monster Hut followed.
It's a big deal.
Chinese hit, and it's called Monster Hut.
It's a monster, and they do some hunting. That's
and
probably
it's it. Monster Hunt followed with $27 million for a $279 million total. Don't know what that is.
It is breaking records in China right now.
It is.
Like, destroying records.
Yep.
I saw the trailer.
Are you going to see it?
It doesn't look good to me.
It's probably amazing.
It's like the ancient Asia, and they find these little monsters, and he like raises the monster. But at the same time,
they love those things over there.
People hunting these monsters, and the
American studios are taking this movie and just dissecting it. We are going to see its sequel.
It's like Gremlins
the American
meets
version.
Pokemon. It's like Gremlins meets Pokemon, and the CGI is not great.
There's probably so much smoke in the theater from cigarette smoking they can't even see the screen. These guys are amazing over there.
I mean, I don't know why this movie is destroying. Obviously, it's doing really well. It's breaking every record in China. Mm-hmm. I saw the trailer because I was like, man, this thing might be freaking amazing if it's breaking every record. And I saw it, and I'm just like, I would not go see this.
Yeah, China's looking for American
writers.
Guess what?
You're going to have to, because if it's doing well in China, we're going to be making one very similar.
Well, look, it's 300 million.
Look, China's looking for American writers to go over there and write screenplays and teach them how to write screenplays.
We should do it.
I think I'm going to go over there.
Yeah, let's go.
Next thing you know, I'll be the king. I'll be right next to a statue next to Mao Zedong.
Oh, gosh. Let's talk about Ant-Man. Marvel Venture took fourth with $20 million to push its international total to $159.5 million, edging Sony's Pixels with $19.8 million for $56 million foreign total. So Pixels is making some money overseas.
Not much,
but it is more than here. Disney's Inside Out earned $17.8 million for $272.7 million.
Still doing strong.
International total.
They're up to like $600 million global now. That's a pretty good take.
It is a long-running movie. That is the international market. That is the domestic market for the weekend. So we can move on to an international game. So maybe I can win again.
Yeah, I need
break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for... the international title game.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución no lo queremos.
I saw two new moves.
Yes.
There was some swimming. And what were you doing?
I was doing
there was like a Pokeball happening.
This week, Castro was talking about your weekend swimming and water rafting.
Yes.
He talks about very topical things
on
the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like that booty dough.
What do we have a theme this weekend? What is happening in
is
the
Monster
with our
Hunt?
Games?
Yeah, now we're going to go. Yeah, Monster Hunt.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called Monster Hunt.
Yeah, no.
I got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I can't say what I'm gonna say. All right, it's Tom Cruise,
of course.
Oh,
all from China. They love him over there.
Mm-hmm.
He looks, sort of looks Chinese a little bit. Tom Cruise sometimes.
What are you talking?
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Yeah,
what?
Sometimes,
so?
Yes. Yeah.
He's got like that. He's got that complexion.
What
that
are you talking?
I don't know. It's a feeling.
Is it, does he have like Botox? What kind of like puts his eyes?
No, it's just like a feeling. It's like an essence.
Yeah, there is. There's a Chinese essence to Tom Cruise.
Okay,
that's for sure.
I did see Last Samurai, but that was Japan.
Yeah. That was Japanese. Last Samurai's Japanese.
Yeah, I know. As I said, it's Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying.
Please continue before we.
I'll just say he was the Last Samurai. So
targeted.
He was. Interview with a Vampire.
Ooh.
You know, when him and Brad Pitt were hooking up with the underage chick.
Didn't that have like a really, really long title though?
No,
yes, it was. No, it was a very long title.
There was like a semicolon.
Yes, there was.
It's like Interview with a Vampire, like blah, 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 Diaries.
Yes, exactly.
Or something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
But in China, it's called Interviews Suck.
Huh.
That can't be true. Keep going.
They have an interview and vampires suck, don't they?
Yeah, interviews suck.
Okay.
Wink, wink. Okay, go
ahead. A Few Good Men.
Good movie.
Officers. And magic. Okay.
Makes no sense.
Tropic Thunder.
A little Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah, that was his fat suit.
Yeah.
Was
great.
I was like, was he in that movie?
Les Grossman.
Les Grossman, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you take tomorrow off? No.
No.
And beep yourself.
Yeah. Flaming Dragon. It's called Camera Cry.
Camera Cry.
Camera Cry. I mean, Stiller was crying in the beginning.
Yeah, he kind of cry. Yeah, I get
Jack
it.
Jack Black was crying all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. cried.
I just
the other
re-watched
idiot
it.
Cried.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
Vanilla Sky.
Okay.
Flagrant Herb Day. Or Herb, however you want to say it.
What?
Flagrant Herb Day.
I have like so many doubts about so many of these.
I know. They all sound bad.
They all sound awful.
Okay, well, we're
go through
them. Interview with a Vampire.
I only have four. Oh, we only two.
Wow. I have another one.
That's how long we get.
Interview with a Vampire. Interviews Suck. A Few Good Men. Officers and Magic. Tropic Thunder. Camera Cry. Vanilla Sky, Flagrant, Herb Day.
This one's hard because I actually think he's seen all these movies.
Yeah,
and sometimes I'm like, well, I know he's only, but normally on your list, I'm like, oh, there's no way he's seen this movie. So he came, like, he didn't come out with this one.
90% of them, 90% of
them. But this one, I actually think you've seen all of them. So I think you could make up a title for every single one.
That's correct.
This is one of the hardest ones.
Is this one of those ones where it's like there's only one actual true one? Are there three true ones?
There are always three true ones.
I feel like you're joking.
God, this is tough. I'm going to say Interview Suck. I just can't wrap my head around that actually being the title. See the way you said it now? I don't want to go with it. Hold on.
Nope, you said it. You went that way. Oh, gosh. Camera Cry.
Camera Cry. That works too. I mean,
he just talked so much about it. Like, he defended that title for so long.
Okay.
He was like, this person cries and that person cries.
I don't think anyone's going to get right this week. Engineer.
Well, I'll actually go with A Few Good Men, Officers and Magic.
Yeah, see, that was the one I was wrestling with.
Watch, we're all going to be wrong.
All right. Did one of us get it right?
Yes.
Eliminate one of us.
Oh.
JT, you are eliminated.
Jesus, I can't win anymore.
And so is the engineer, Sarah. She wins.
What is happening?
Camera
what
guy.
Is she?
I don't know what the hell she's
bribing
doing.
You. What's happening?
I think she's like looking through my window and I write on my computer or something. I'm not really sure what she's up to.
She's on a winning streak like I've never seen before.
Unless she's found the Chinese website that I get my stuff off of.
I told you exactly what my reasoning was.
It was pretty good. Well, you're reading through me now.
You gotta put a veil here or something.
Eventually, I will.
You need to find a box.
It's one of those old school dating shows. Yeah, just question number one.
Yeah. We have you go in the booth and just be like,
"Where can I? What is it acceptable for a man to wear Speedos on the beach?"
I want to know. Am I catching up?
You gotta be close, man.
You're definitely
close. Gotta be close.
Might not have to get a Twitter. We gotta step up our game.
Yeah, we need to step it up.
That was the tweet that Roxy got. She was like, it was like, Sarah obviously does not want a Twitter.
Yeah, because she's actually focusing
actually
a little more.
She's trying to win.
She's focusing more.
She's like taking meetings at studios.
It's possible.
What are we doing here?
It's totally possible. Yeah, but Tropic Thunder's called something else. It's called camera crazy something. Criers or something
camera
like that.
Right.
Something like that.
You had a good point. Like he explained why he did this whole story about it.
I shouldn't have said that out loud so that he does it again next week.
I won't do it again next week.
I can't remember what it's like
over.
To win.
Darn it.
It's been so long.
All right.
I won all weekend, but not in the movies.
Not at Box Office Breakdown.
The things we don't want to talk about. What we do want to talk about is more Tom Cruise. Hello, top five list of the week. Top five grossing films of Tom Cruise.
Minus,
we are not going to be including Mission Impossible.
It's a juggernaut.
Or Mission Impossible. Or Austin Powers in Goldmember.
It was such a cameo.
Yeah, that was a real cameo. Yeah. And we don't do franchises counting. Here unless it's like a one franchise.
Yeah.
Any more than, one movie.
So 1, 2, 3.
Oh, these are
four, five.
Kind of in the order that I like them. All right.
All right.
Number five is going to go to A Few Good Men.
Yes.
Back from 92. The adjusted rate is $276.9 million.
I feel like
it's a fantastic movie.
I feel like a movie like this won't make that kind of money nowadays.
No, absolutely. No. I was going to say the same thing.
No. Yeah, no action.
Yep.
It's based on a play.
Because America is stupid now. They don't want these movies anymore, and the studios won't make them because they don't make any money. Yeah, we want them, but we can't see them.
I mean, it's below it, but this is like American Sniper numbers. And again, that movie's a war film. Mm-hmm. You're going to get high production. I love this movie. I think it does feel like it's based on a play because a lot of it takes place in rooms of just people discussing.
Yep.
Which is great.
Yeah, but you got Tom Cruise when he was Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
In his prime.
You got Jack.
Jack, who was the buzz about his films all around Jack, and Demi Moore. Who was a big...
Kevin Bacon. Kevin Pollak.
Yeah.
Numerous other people.
And
Rob Reiner directed it.
Yep. Killing it in early 90s, like Misery.
Sorkin did the screenplay.
He did.
That's right. It was his first screenplay.
But Steven Spielberg randomly showed up on set the one day in a courtroom thing, right?
Okay.
And added the line. He heard the line. They were talking, and he's like, "I want the truth." And it wasn't, "You can't handle the truth." It was something else.
Mm-hmm.
Spielberg goes to Reiner, and he goes, "He should say, 'You can't handle the truth.'" And they relayed it to Jack, and Jack delivered it. And the rest was history. I'm dead serious.
Spielberg just walks in,
just randomly.
Boom.
And the other thing is, most people would be like, "I need to tell people that that was me." And he's like, "I created this world."
It's the biggest line in that whole movie.
Yeah, it was in AFI's top 100.
It is one of the most
quotable lines ever.
Spielberg probably got $10 million just for uttering that.
I don't think so. He probably was just like, "You can have it."
Yeah, he probably did.
So many stories.
He's friends with Rob.
There's so many stories of Spielberg. Like
Spielberg just going in and being
he's a genius.
He's like, Steven talks, people listen. That's it. He said, "Hey, Tom, just change everything."
He's an angel from the movie Gods who just appears.
Yeah.
He drops movie magic and then leaves.
I mean, that's such a
fairy godmother of movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a pop culture. It's a place. Yeah. It's like, "Oh, Jack, you can't handle the truth." Jack's like, "You can't handle the truth."
Going to number four on his list is going to be War of the Worlds.
Yes.
Bringing in $296 million.
Wow.
Also, just to point out, in case you didn't catch, our first movie for Tom Cruise started at $276 million adjusted.
Adjusted.
That's insane. And we're dropping out movies of this list.
This was a terrible movie.
Oh, War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It was a disappointment, but I wouldn't go as far as call it terrible. It's got some good moments.
Yeah, in the first 15 minutes.
It's like,
They were like, yeah, it's terrible.
Well, Spielberg and Cruise made two movies together. This is the lesser of the two. Right. I think Minority Report is a fantastic film.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Love that movie. I wish it made more money. But War of the Worlds, it's one...
It was Spielberg.
If there's one thing that Hollywood loves, it's alien invasion movies.
Absolutely.
And when you have Cruise and Spielberg bringing one, it's I'm not surprised it made this much money.
Yeah, well, it had a lot of hype. But there's two crazy things about this. They shot in like the wintertime in Virginia, and it was like freezing. Mm-hmm. And they were taking a long time to set up a shot. So most of the extras went into this garage to keep warm, right?
Okay.
And it was like a little fireplace over there.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise came in.
Of course.
And you know how he has that like really menacing glare? Everybody's like, man, it's cold in here. It's cold in here. Tom Cruise is like, watch this. Started glaring at the fireplace. It lit up. I'm serious.
I thought you were going to go into like a nice story about like
Tom Cruise
something like motivational
you know
he said or like kind.
Like a hyena.
Something kind, like not demonic.
You know what else crazy thing is? On the infamous Oprah taping, Spielberg was supposed to be there
with him.
And I think if Spielberg was there, you wouldn't have seen the couch jump.
No.
But he called up at the last second because he had to do post on War of the Worlds.
Yeah, he probably would have.
Because he's like, we got a train wreck over here, Steven. We need you. He's like, I'm going on Oprah. He's like, no, you're not. You need to be over here. Let Cruise go fucking crazy.
Right before Cruise was about to jump on the couch, Spielberg would be like, psst, don't do it.
Yeah.
Movie guy.
You can't handle the truth.
Then we go to The Firm from 93, bringing in a just $310.5 million. This is pretty much just the year after A Few Good Men.
That was a big flick. Yeah. I mean, 93, it made $158 million. Jesus. That's a lot of money.
Adjusted 300.
Yeah.
Again, these kind of movies will not make this money anymore.
No,
it's insane to me.
No matter who stars in it.
The Firm was based on this is when John Grisham, his name was on the poster.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to make a lot of money.
Right.
This is one of those movies that I liked growing up, but I went back and watched it, and it's not that good.
Don't hold up, yeah.
Doesn't hold up. It's not bad,
time.
But it's nowhere. It doesn't deserve those kind of numbers, in my opinion.
Well, Gene Hackman was very good in it.
Yeah, Hackman's good. The performances are good.
He was supposed to be Teasel in Rambo.
Well, a movie that does hold up, in my opinion, is our number two spot.
Yes.
Rain Man.
Yes.
MGM's picture in 88 is bringing an adjusted $351.5 million.
I watched this the other day. It's a fantastic movie. Still holds up.
That's what I just said. Just a movie that...
That was Hans Zimmer's first film score as well.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
I just recently bought this on Blu-ray, and I haven't seen it in years, so I'm looking forward to revisiting it, because I loved it growing up.
In my opinion, totally.
$351 million adjusted. There would have to be Transformers on this road trip to these guys
absolutely.
In order to make this kind of
100%,
money.
100%, yes.
There's no way. It'd be Tom Cruise and John Turturro.
Mm-hmm. No, it'd be like the station agent with Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
But no, Jack Nicholson and Robert De Niro were
considered?
Before
Dustin
Hoffman.
I can see De Niro doing it.
I can't see Jack doing it.
No,
De Niro, because he did Awakenings with Robin Williams.
He
did really well.
Yeah, I don't doubt De Niro, but I don't think Jack could have did it. I don't think Jack wanted to.
But Dustin Hoffman, so good.
Yeah, he spent a year with an autistic kid.
Definitely. The toothpicks, was it toothpicks that they drop?
Yeah,
matches. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
might have to Google that
anytime
one.
You see somebody go in a casino, look at The Hangover. There's that scene where it's straight from Rain Man where
iconic.
Zach Galifianakis is walking down, he's in a suit, head tilted to the side, counting cards.
Put that in the trailer, boom, $300 million, done deal.
Some people say like Tom Cruise's character in this movie is not the most likable guy either.
No, he's not. He's an asshole.
And he kind of has that arc where by the end, you know, he realizes this is a real person.
That's why it won Best Screenplay.
And I think it won Best Picture that year. I might be wrong, but I think it might have.
It won Best Picture, but I know it. I'm almost positive it won Best Screenplay.
It won four Oscars.
Dustin Hoffman won the Oscar.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Best Picture.
Thank you.
Wow.
One Best Picture, one Best Actor, one Best Director, and one Best Screenplay.
That is,
it was also nominated for Best Cinematography and Art Direction and Editing and Music.
That's the Grand Slam.
You hear that, John Campia?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, Campia's toast.
Ultimate Showdown Thursday.
That is no shot.
I'm bringing it.
Yes.
And possibly I might be on After Hours on Friday. We'll find
out.
That's a big one. Are you coming Thursday with us too?
No.
Then wear the dap booty on Friday for the After Hours.
Make up for it.
Yeah.
We will see. Moving on. Top Gun is our number one spot. Bringing in adjusted from the 86 film. Adjusted would bring in $389.9 million.
$179 million in 1986. It's the highest grossing movie of 1986. That is a lot of money for 1986.
Man.
Holy shit.
And guess what? He might be reprising the role.
That's right, in a sequel.
You hear this?
Yeah. He said he'd do a sequel, but has to have no CGI.
You know, Val Kilmer didn't want to be in this movie. He's like, I don't want to do it. But and then his agents, and they were going to sue him, and lawyers were like, if you're not in it, you're going to lose a lot of money. So he had to do it. And it basically made his career. The guy's an idiot.
It's toothpicks.
Yeah, it is toothpicks.
We Googled it. Thank you.
That's a really nice photo.
I don't know if the show could have gone on if I didn't know that.
I really wanted to know, because I was like, in my head, it matches, but I don't know if it matches.
He got how many were there, right?
Yeah, he's like, he counted how
What's
many.
What's it, like 336 or something
like that?
Because
it said how many were in the box and like how many was missing. It was so good.
Oh, that is actually pretty good.
Top Gun is, I mean, I was too young to remember the craze when it came out.
Yeah.
But it was one of those movies you kind of just watched growing up because it's Top Gun. Everyone knew about it. Yeah. And, you know, you hear the stories like every guy joined the Air Force.
Yeah.
Like the numbers.
That's what happens.
It was just like when The Karate Kid came out. Yeah. The next year, there's a Karate Kid school.
Yeah,
everywhere you go, karate classes everywhere.
Yeah, it was like derelict white like hipster types like in dojos now.
I wonder if I was like, you know, right out of high school when this came out, if I would have joined the Air Force.
Maybe you would have.
Maybe.
You're very you're very impressionable.
I can't picture being like a million dollar jet. Just
I bought the Rambo knife after Rambo.
Oh, dude, I owned Rambo 3 and 2 knife.
Yeah, I had cars. I had everything going on with that. But you know, the real Top Gun school fines anybody $5.
Oh, if they say
anything from the movie,
really?
Like if they say we need the Need for Speed, or like sing any songs, or like, you know, put your if one of your buddies is in the shower and you put your leg up near his face,
yeah.
So anything that relates to the movie, you're toast.
I'll tell you what,
$5,
$5
equals toast in this world.
But I would do it like 40 times a day. I'd be at like $120 a day.
If I was in college around this time when this movie came out, I would I would have just bought a jumpsuit, got some aviator glasses, and just pretended like I was.
Yeah, they banned aviators from the flight school. You can't even wear them. No one could be Maverick. No one could be Goose.
Yeah, right.
Can't even watch a Tom Cruise movie in the backs.
These are Tom Cruise's top five grossing films.
Really,
I think he has a very, very strong grit list. What do you have
to say?
Why are you putting him in my face?
Because we've gone over these favorite Tom Cruise film of all time.
Oh wow!
Pick one.
Oh my gosh!
I'll start.
Hard.
For
Risky
me, it's
Business. Probably.
Risky Business. Wow, that's a good freaking movie.
It's a great movie.
It's
great. Yeah. It's well done. It's the caper stuff. And that train scene with Rebecca De Mornay when they were doing the Phil Collins In the Air Tonight.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. Yeah, you watch that.
Sometimes
you
just got to say, fuck it.
Yeah, you got to watch. And Bronson Pinchot was in it, and Dudley Do-Right.
So is that your answer, too?
No, mine is Vanilla Sky.
Really?
Yeah, I love that movie. It's erotic. It's hot. It's
interesting.
It's the best.
I'm going to say...
She's the saddest girl ever to hold a martini.
Mine's not exotic at all. Or erotic, like yours, guys.
Yeah.
Born on the 4th of July.
I knew you were going to say it. It's depressing.
It is very depressing, but it's not only his best performance.
He should've
won an
Oscar.
It might be Stone's best movie.
Yes. You know, I'm pretty sure...
He should've won an Oscar
Roxy's dad did part of the soundtrack for that movie.
Oh, she did, and she actually mentioned that to me recently.
So, or
she was in it. She played Tom Cruise's legs.
I'm going to throw
something at the left one.
That's mean.
I mean,
his legs.
It's a great movie, though. If you guys have not seen Born on July, revisit it. It's a masterpiece.
He should win an Oscar for it, in my opinion.
It's his best performance, hands down.
Yes. All right, well, we are going to move on from Tom Cruise and start to talk about the upcoming films. The one that I'm actually questioning most how it's going to do in the box office
is Shaun
of the Sheep.
Yeah.
It's coming into like 2,000 theaters, like 2,200 theaters.
There's no dialogue in the whole film.
That is a typo, by the way. It's Shaun of the Sheep.
It's Shaun, yeah.
But it's supposed to be a playoff of Shaun of the Dead.
Yes, I understand.
I made that mistake, sorry.
Look, there's no dialogue in the whole film.
Is there really
some
no dialogue?
Except some animal
sounds.
In
it?
Yeah, but animal sounds and that's it. It'll drive me berserk if I was sitting in the
thing. Wallace and Gromit opened to $16 million.
Dude, Wallace and Gromit was really good, too.
And 3,600 theaters.
Shaun of the Sheep. Kids are going to go there and be like, where the hell is the sound?
There's sound.
No.
It got
there's animal
2,000
sounds.
Theaters, though.
These kids, they love those things. They go, pull it.
I don't know. It's creepy. It looks like he's going to kill somebody.
The dog goes, bark.
He looks like Q-Bert mixed with, like, I don't know.
Oh, you look up there. Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
This
is terrible.
It's definitely from the same people that Wallace and Gromit. It looks exactly
doesn't
like
Doesn't it have, like, 100 on Rotten Tomatoes right now?
Oh, dude, every time that guy makes a movie, like, his last film was Chicken Run.
Who's this?
Before Wallace and Gromit was Chicken Run.
Oh.
It's the guy who created Wallace and Gromit. He does the claymation stuff.
And this is doing 2,000 theaters?
No, this
theaters?
Is stop motion.
Stop motion.
I hate stop motion.
No, it's claymation. Claymation, stop motion is like the same thing.
Yeah. At least they
have some back issues.
I'm really glad they gave up Sean on that Scanner Darkly stuff. I hope that we don't see that anymore. What a stupid, really like they, dumb.
It's like you film it and then you draw it over in crappy animation. Show me the actual footage.
They scrapped that.
It was the first time a Winona Ryder was topless and they animated it.
Yeah, they scrapped that.
It ruined
that.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it's
well,
bad.
We will see. I have no idea how Shaun the Sheep is going to do.
It can't be worse than Shaun of the Dead.
No.
What?
I hate Simon Pegg.
Okay, sorry.
He has some vendettas.
Shaun the Sheep, I'm right there with you. Because I don't remember how Wallace and Gromit, how much would it open to?
Wallace and Gromit opened to like 16. But it had Gromit. More theaters. If this opens to 6,
yeah.
Our lowest movie last week was what, 10?
Mm-hmm.
10.
Yeah.
Pixels came in at 10. It's going to drop down to possibly
This is in 2,000 5. Theaters?
2,200.
That's a lot of theaters.
It's not a ton of theaters.
Change up my top five.
But if you look at, for instance, Southpaw. Taking Southpaw. Southpaw was in 2,700 mm-hmm. and brought in 7.5 on a non-opening weekend.
Well, it dropped 2,700. Dropped off like a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. Yeah. Always drops off.
The thing is, you got Pixels. I guess you can't really count, but you got Inside Out and Minions still doing fairly well.
Yeah,
I think,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what this movie is going to do.
We'll talk about it.
Also, what is causing some debate is the next movie we're going to talk about, which is Fantastic Four.
This better be number one for the studio.
It will.
It'll be number one. How much money is a question, but it will most likely be number one.
I'd say 45 tops.
I think it's going to be more than that.
It's going to make 45.
I think it can. Let's look. The last Fantastic Fours, which did horrible,
if I'm not mistaken, were
still at Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer opening brought in 58. Fantastic Four, just the first one, brought in 56.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's when people had hoped they would be good.
No, that's hoping that Jessica Alba will wear a skin-tight thing and then just take it off. she's not in it anymore.
That's the last girl I want to be invisible.
Yes.
But Miles Teller has a large following. So does Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Large in the indie world, but not so much in the
Divergent
world.
People loved him from Divergent.
Really? I didn't know he was in that.
Yes, he's on a major role, but he's a supporting.
They'll do mid-40s. But there's no reviews yet. There's no reviews.
Sure.
The cast haven't seen it yet until, I think, tomorrow's premiere. That's not a good thing either.
That's not good.
I don't think it has good signs for like the reviews or anything like that, but I think that enough people are going to come out that it's going to hit over the 50 mark.
Let me tell you why. This is why I don't think so. Number one, I agree with you. There's some somewhat Bengal stars, but there's not one real famous person in this movie. I'm talking A-list actor.
I think that Miles Teller can be an A-list actor.
I totally agree with you. Is he right now? Not yet. This might put him in there. He's not Chris Pratt. He's not Tom Cruise.
No.
He's not an A-list draw.
You have an ensemble cast.
You have a lot of people who are becoming recognizable names.
The biggest thing it has is Marvel in front of it. That's the biggest thing you got.
And they went way younger. Like the last Fantastic Four was like Michael Chiklis, who was like 60.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba is whatever. And then you got the other two.
And let's not forget Rogue Nation.
It did great and it got an A-minus cinema score.
Yeah.
Talk about superhero franchises that mm-hmm. have a following. What's the worst one you can think of that had like the worst reviews? If you're talking about like the amazing, like Spider-Man had horrible reviews and still opened to 60. And it is Spider-Man, but that's different. But the Green Lantern.
That was terrible.
Opened to 53.
Oh, did it really?
People will see it and that's it. Because it's front loaded because it's a Marvel.
Ant-Man opened to 56.
Yeah.
I just think this is going to do a little less than that. So I'm thinking the 40s. That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking 40s.
I'll say $44-45 million.
If Rogue Nation wasn't such a huge hit and has such good word of mouth, I mean,
that's going to help it.
It's going to take away a little bit from this Fantastic Four.
Correct.
That's true.
But again, who knows? We could be wrong. We've been $100 million off once before.
Another movie that we should talk about is The Gift, also having a large release.
I want to see this.
I'm interested.
This is my worst fear.
How so?
I just remember, like, in high school when I was talking about it, I was like, you have to be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Because someone can crack and become a crazy person.
Yeah, but then if you're too nice to them, then they think they're your friends and they just keep coming around as well. No, they keep coming around.
It's the golden rule.
So, yeah. Look, I'm nice to people all the time,
bad.
Too. Bullying is the worst. Nobody wants to do that.
So what this movie is about, because I've seen trailers. So basically, he bullied this guy? Or I thought they just
were in
a situation.
There's some unknown
I think there might be some little...
There's something
going on.
There's something where this one character
Jason
in the
Bateman.
Past feels no yeah. other character.
Oh, Joel
feels,
Edgerton.
Yeah, feels
yeah,
wronged.
It as well?
Feels wronged by Bateman's character.
Okay,
but is coming or like there's some mystery surrounding mm-hmm. that, and he is more or less stalking.
Sounds gay to me.
Bateman and his.
They might have had a little gay fling in the gymnasium or something like that.
Honestly,
I don't know.
who knows?
I think, and that's the big draw of the movie is they're
what
really.
They're
not giving you any clues, really. No. And you're just kind of watching, like, oh, I want to know what happened.
I like Rebecca Hall, though. She's hot. So, I mean, she was in Transcendence.
She's good. She was in
movie.
The town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was. I think, look, there was a movie called The Gift anyway in like 2000 with Katie Holmes.
Yes, she got topless.
But this looks, yeah, she did. This looks creepy, and I like creepy movies.
That was a big
like
point
this.
Of the thing. I'm not creepy.
You know, I'm into this kind of, these kind of movies. I like the stuff that goes on with these things. The presence on the door looked pretty creepy. Now, who does he want to sleep with? Jason Bateman or Rebecca Hall? I don't know what's going on here.
It's also produced by Blumhouse, the guys that do like everything.
That doesn't help.
No, that doesn't hurt because those guys, they get these small budget films and they make
they
money.
They make so much
yeah.
money.
Yeah, first weekend then they're done.
Yeah.
Does not matter.
But
that's
I like I like the cast here. I think Joel Egerton's going to do a good job directing this thing as a first-time director on a big feature film.
I like
it.
Bateman
looks
too.
Creepy. It looks small budget. These are the kind of movies I like. I'll go check it out.
It looks very like, reminds me of movies like Fatal Attraction. Action, which we talked about recently,
right,
and Unlawful Entry with Ray Liotta.
Is it R, Sarah? If it's not R, I'm done.
I
believe
so.
It is.
That's
I'm
the deciding
sure.
factor.
I'm
at least
here,
I'm
here,
see
people.
Something. It's I got to see like an ass grab. I got to see backs. I got to see something.
It's loading. R.
Bingo.
Yeah, R.
I'm there.
3 minutes.
I am there.
A young married couple lives in are thrown into a whoring tailspin when an acquaintance from the husband's past brings mysterious gifts and a horrifying secret to light after more than 20 years.
Bingo.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, moving on to another movie, Ricky and the Flash.
Ugh.
Not seeing this one?
This thing is a complete embarrassment for Meryl Streep. Terrible costumes. Her daughter's in it, which makes me think it's the,
oh,
only,
it's her
reason,
daughter?
It's the only reason why she signed on, just to maybe give her daughter some shine. Diablo Cody had one lucky hit at the right time.
Did she write this?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know
so
that.
So Juno was a lucky hit.
Okay.
Meryl Streep looks terrible. I don't know what she's
she
doing.
She doesn't look great.
I said, we talked about
I
it
don't
earlier.
I think she looks terrible.
You make a Juno right now, and nobody goes and sees it.
No scores
well,
out for
this. No Juno.
No, but look, Jonathan Demme, there's a lot of people who've won Oscars here and done great things. I don't know. I just
so
don't like
So she that. Plays like an aging rocker whose
plays...
daughter is coming into the industry.
Yeah.
I believe that's what the story is.
That's
and
terrible.
Like she's trying to like mentor her kind of because she's already like a famous star.
But there seems to be some family drama.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I don't really know what...
It's going to be cheap Diablo Cody, like over-the-head dialogue.
It's a film.
The characters' names are going to be really stupid.
All right, but we've all... It also heavily relies on music, which Meryl Streep, although Mamma Mia was a horrible film... She got a lot of credit for it.
Okay.
She can sing. It talks about Meryl Streep goes electric and takes on a whole new gig, a hard-rocking singer-guitarist, Oscar-winning director, in a film loaded with music and live performance. Streep stars as Ricky, a guitar heroine who gave up everything for her dream of rock and roll stardom, but is now returning home to make things right with her family. She stars alongside her real daughter and Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield's great.
Yeah,
he was in True Detective, too.
He's in
still.
Love
Jesse's
with Ricky.
Girl.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She'll probably get nominated because if she shows up in a Periscope, she'll get nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, pretty much. She better not get
it's
nominated
ridiculous.
For this. This is a
I
piece
mean, she
of
was,
junk.
She was nominated for that movie last year, The...
The Woods?
Into the Woods? Like, come on.
I know.
There were so many other actresses that could have got a nomination.
Yeah, I mean, she could put on a sweater and win an Oscar.
There better be a hamburger phone somewhere in this movie.
Yeah, hamburger phone. There will be because Diablo Cody's cheesy. I mean, I get her background. You know, she's a stripper and, you know, she got a hit. I'm not going to hate on her that way. I just don't like her stuff. That's it.
We're going to move on. Also on this list, we had Diary of a Teenage
Sarah had nothing to say.
So I'm going
to
see Ricky the Flash. I'm going to see that.
Just like, whatever. I mean, it's probably going to do similar to a combination of like Best Exotic Marigolds Hotel.
Yeah,
some
I can see that
audience.
It's going to bring out the older.
We will see. So it could bring in money.
Yeah,
this is not my top five. I'll spoil it already.
Meryl Streep definitely has an audience that will come out and see
yourself. Yes. All righty. So that is what we are talking about. There are other movies coming out, but you do want to throw them in there.
The last one here is Diary of a Teenage Girl. Rave reviews. I think it's above 90 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a great premise.
It was a huge hit at all the film festivals. If you could find it, check it out. It's again, I think it's going to be somewhere along the line of, what was that last film that just came out where the Meet Earl and the Dying Girl?
Yes. That had great reviews, but not as great a reviews for its theatrical
I
one.
Liked it. I don't know. I mean, I understand maybe not everyone loved it, but it was a good movie.
It's a young teenage girl starts fooling around with her mother's boyfriend. That's hot. Like, that is hot.
There.
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable. It's hot. Bad.
Well, you
all right. We are getting
have you ever known a teenager?
We are getting into predictions. We are not talking about this. We are getting into predictions now. And since someone over there is thinking, you can start so we get your mind on other things.
What about Cop Car?
Nope. Oh, well.
Kevin Bacon movie. Director, Spider-Man directed it. Check it out.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All right. Moving on, because we don't have many more minutes. Please give me your prediction so we can get some callers in here.
This time.
Okay.
I went first last week.
Ricky and the Flash is not going to be in my top five. Neither is the Shaun the Stupid Sheep either. Because now I'm angry about Ricky and the Flash. It sucks, that movie. It's worst. So, okay. Number five, Ant-Man.
Oh, you're starting with five.
Ah.
Okay. Wow, yeah. Going backwards.
Bring in how much money?
You know, probably around... I don't think it drops off too much. Maybe 8 million.
Yeah, I think I said.
This is a tough week.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm going to go 4 Minions because there's nothing else in the marketplace technically that has sound in it.
Okay.
Minions probably around 10.
Okay. I think you're forgetting some things, but okay. Continue.
The Gift.
All right.
At number
at 3. At 12. Maybe 13.
Okay.
Mission Impossible and Fantastic Four. So Vacation is gone. Pixels is gone.
I was going to say, you took out Vacation.
Vacation's going to make $6 million.
Vacation.
It made 14.
And you think it's going to drop all the way to 6?
Nobody wants to see that.
14 for opening weekend is pretty bad.
It's bad.
All right. All right.
I mean, it did open Wednesday, but it still only pulled 20-something million.
Yeah. If that did about 35, I'd be like, I would have Vacation at my top five, but at number five.
All right. JTE, it is your turn.
You don't want to go last?
I love going last.
Okay. All right. I'm going, she is number one. It's going to be Fantastic Four. I don't think it's going to make up north of 50. I think it's going to be in that 40 area. If it does hit 50, I wouldn't be surprised, but that's where I'm going to put it. Number one, Fantastic Four. Number two, it's Mission Possible.
Yes.
Mission Possible is going to drop off less than 50%. I think it's going to be close to that 25 to 30 million range.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Mission Possible number two. Number three, this is where I'm really struggling. I'm with you. I don't think Ricky and the Flash is going to have enough to pull in there. Shaun of the freaking Sheep or Shaun of the Sheep, man.
Yeah. What is that going to bring in?
What is it going to do?
It depends.
I'll go number three, Shaun the Sheep, I think. Because listen, kids' movies do good. Listen, it has
to... You're putting Shaun of the Sheep before The Gift?
Yes, I don't think The Gift's going to do that well.
It's wild.
The trailers are not that good.
No way, it's a great movie. I'm going to go see it. When you know when I go see movies and other people are going to go see movies.
All right, so number four is The Gift.
All right.
How's that? number four, The Gift. And then number five, I guess I'll go Vacation.
So what about Minions?
Minions is going to drop off.
What about Ant-Man?
They're both going to drop off. They're at 12. They didn't even drop like 40%. They're going to be
that
like...
What was movie, The Loft, that came out?
That was terrible.
Yeah,
how
horrible.
Much money did that make?
Like $3 million.
It made like
$3
million.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It didn't
make but that's not this. Jason Bateman has a fan base.
So, Fantastic Four, Mission Impossible, Sheep, Gift.
I mean, you're going out on a
vacation.
Like, if you get this, then you're good.
Honestly.
If he gets it, he's good.
I mean, listen.
I was even debating...
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think The Gift could make a lot of money for horror right now.
Mm.
But we'll see. I will give Fantastic Four, yes, number one spot, bringing in, I think, like 50. Then Mission Impossible, then The Gift, then Vacation. And then my question is,
Vacation drops 40%. It's going to be under $10 million.
Yeah.
It's not. It's going to drop
55%.
So
is everything else. Everything else is going to drop to less than 10.
Okay.
It will.
So it's a close game for that fifth spot. And I'm going to give it to... I'm between Ant-Man and Shaun of the Sheep.
You guys are crazy. Shaun of the Sheep is going to do like $5 million. 6 million tops.
I don't know. Wallace and Gromit is pretty popular.
Yeah, but this isn't Wallace and Gromit.
True.
And where are they promoting this on?
I'm
pillow stores.
Yeah, like where?
It's
sheep
like
sheep store.
I feel like Ricky, Shaun of the Sheep, and Ant-Man are all going to be with like in like $1 million of each other.
Ricky could
Ricky
pop in
there. Ricky better not be in the top five.
It's going to be like best exotic marigold.
No
and
way.
That opened the second one opened to 8.
No way. Nobody wants to see Ricky in the Flash.
And nobody, like Danny and Collins, like that movie did pretty well.
Yeah, like $2 million.
I'm going fine.
I don't want to sway you.
Fantastic Four, Mission Impossible, Gift, Vacation. I feel like I'm being swayed. I was going to say Shaun, but I feel like I should say Ant-Man. I'm going to say Shaun.
Okay.
Of the Sheep. No, I'm not. That's a lie.
I'm going to switch mine right now. I'm going to do Gift 3,
no.
Shaun 4. The show's
no.
not over.
You
the show's not
do
over.
That.
When,
you know what?
You tell me you guys never switched by the end of the
show?
People
on YouTube, it's whoever, give it yes or no's. If it's yes, JT can change. He can change it. If not, you're going to have to stick with it.
What are you talking about? We're within the 5 minutes.
You know what? We'll answer a call, and if they say gift, they say yes or no, that's your answer.
I need a fifth thing.
Okay. I've already got my fifth.
This is so difficult. Okay. Shaun of the Sheep.
Okay.
Oh, well. There, it's been said.
So they're all
it's
different.
Done. This caller is going to have to see whether or not JT's change after he
oh,
already
we are
put in
over.
His thing.
No,
we're
yeah.
Good.
In
we
a matter
send
of
that call
a
in.
Minute.
Let's get a call.
Better be Dylan.
Mm.
Hey, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hey, it's Dylan.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
I called it.
Hey, we know we're not live here, but here's what happened. JT gave his top five, right? And then Sarah started giving his. And
yeah,
now JT,
I'm not a guy.
And now JT,
I'm a her.
Yeah.
Giving her.
And now JTE wants to change his. Do you think it's up to you? Is he able to change after stating it already? And somebody
and
else
after
went.
I
and
went.
She was still
I
going.
I was going
also, and it was a minute afterwards.
I was going and well, given my
did,
reasoning.
Did you forget a movie off the list?
No,
or did you just...
no. I second guessed myself.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's on you, Dylan. It's a yes or no.
Here's the
no,
thing.
No
change. Yes. See?
You're dead to me, Dylan.
If you had forgot a movie,
yes.
It's different.
I agree.
Guessing, come on, JT. You have confidence in yourself.
Yep. That's, you know what? Wise words.
That's
I'm going last
advice.
From now on.
I agree. I agree with you, Dylan.
I haven't gone last in
so
forever.
Did Sarah. So it was 3-1. JT
that's
lost.
I hope
sit
the gift
this
bombs.
Side of the table.
All right, you know
it
what?
Could.
I'm still going to pull the win out. Because Shaun's going to get number 3.
JT has Shaun the Sheep number 1 overall.
No, I don't. I did not do that.
JT has Shaun the Sheep beating the gift.
At number 3.
Do you think come on, do you think the gift could really pull that much money?
Yes.
More than
kids,
Shaun.
A kids movie or a horror film that no one's heard of?
It's
I
not
mean,
enough theaters.
But you got to look at those type of movies other than that
kids movies are killing this year. Home
the werewolf.
Home did horrible.
Whatever. Yeah, but she
was the only one that pulled in over $10 million.
Yeah, and Shaun of the Sheep doesn't have any dialogue in it. It's a bunch of, and it's like black and white, and it's claymation
it's not black
stop
and
motion.
White.
It's like
it's because the sheep are black.
It's like watching
white.
A Groucho Marx movie.
Wait, you guys, Dylan called to ask us either a question or give us a top five. Dylan,
what's up, Dylan?
What's going on?
I just, to be honest, wanted to hear you guys talk some smack about Team Geek because they talked some smack on one of their shows.
They did, yeah. Campy
I spoke
said
a
something
bit.
About Ronda Rousey or something.
Yeah,
like
I spoke a little bit earlier.
I don't know this character Campy that much, so I don't know what his knowledge is, but I doubt it's better than JTE's.
Thank you.
So, and I know I'll blow Tiffany out of the water. So, do I think we smoke them entirely? Probably not, but I think we win. I think we win pretty easy for the most part. Is it going to be a shutout? No, but trust me, bet on us.
Here's the thing: we've been under the lights, we've been in a hot seat.
Yeah.
Campy has never been there. I don't know how he's going to perform. I just meeting him on the street and watching the show, I feel like I know more than he does.
Yeah, I agree. If he wants to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, we'll figure it out.
There we go.
Hey. As long as you guys make it, because I have you guys winning the whole thing.
That's a good thing.
There we go,
we're
guys.
We're going to do it.
I think we have a really good bracket this year. Team Champs and Team Schmoes are in the other one. We could at least get into the finals. I'd be disappointed if we didn't.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I think we have a good shot at taking the whole thing.
And my brain's cleared now, too. Is it cleared? Yeah, good. I don't have anything. I don't have too much on my plate, so I'm good.
I love that there's multiple choice for you.
Yeah. Well, and ask a friend.
Yeah, and ask. Don't forget to ask me.
I got so much useless knowledge in my brain. It's unbelievable.
It really does come down to the categories also. What you pull out of that hat.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, if I get soundtracks and animation, I'm done.
Is there one category, Tom?
So well.
Is there one category you would like to see pulled out?
I could do action movies. I can do 80s movies, sports movies. Yeah.
I wonder if you would be better at sports movies than I do. I've seen a lot of sports movies.
I'm the king of sports movies.
Okay, well, there you go.
The king.
I don't know. I have fandom. Thank you for calling, Dylan.
Thanks, dude.
You're awesome. We had so many winners this week, so thank you for letting us know.
Thanks, Dylan. You're the man.
Oh, the man.
We're going to win it for you.
Yeah, we're going to take it for you. We'll take it home for you.
You guys have a lot of pressure now.
I know.
Dylan is counting on you.
Everybody in the world is. Nobody wants Campia to win. Nobody even wants Tiffany Smith to win.
Listen, one thing, anyone that's watched Schmoedown, anything can happen.
Yes.
Even if you have a large lead, you'd still lose.
Yeah, look what happened to Ken.
Yeah, you gotta bet the house, and you gotta hope you know that last question.
And Machinima beat these guys last week too. Yeah. I mean,
we'll be the first Schmo crew to win so far.
I think we'll win pretty handily. Tiffany, if it's not Lord of the Rings or something about it, like a Christian movie or something, she's toast.
If she gets like DC movies, we might be in trouble. Marvel.
If she gets DC you
movies,
guys are gone. Sorry.
I'm making sure nobody cheats on this thing too.
Yeah.
You are? You're making sure?
That's what I do.
I feel like that role should not go to you.
Well, I mean, it's all sleight of hand and mouth.
Exactly. No, well, you guys, thank you so much for watching us here at Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network, as always.
Yeah, Friday.
I'm supposed
to say... Hopefully we'll be live next week. Hopefully.
I said that last week, and now I'm, like, eating my own words, so I'm just going to say, yes, hopefully in the near future, we will be live.
The Chinese?
I'm going to stay tuned and watch these guys. Yeah. On the Thursday show.
Yes.
You might see on the After Hours show. We also have tons of other shows here at the Popcorn Talk Network. So watch them, rate them, subscribe, and follow them on Twitter, please.
Yeah. At Bob Finstock.
At Schmoes JTE, Team BOB.
Yeah.
We're going to win it all for
Thursday Schmoedown and Friday After Hours. It's going to be an interesting,
it's a good week.
Drunk weekend.
We got Stallone category.
Oh, man, it's a wrap.
It's over.
It's over.
Is Stallone. There a Stallone category?
No, there's a Rocky character.
Yeah, poof.
Okay, bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.